I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. They set the date for a new round of Syria peace talks, but there's little to indicate that either rebels or government forces are ready to budge. And on the ground, the war has turned into a bloody stalemate, except for one breakthrough in northeastern Syria. That's home to most of Syria's Kurdish population and most of the country's oil resources. 2 weeks ago, Kurdish leaders declared that they'd set up their own provisional government. Marine Olivezi is just back from Syria's Kurdish region and sent us this report.
So we just arrived about half a mile away from the front line. There's not much to it at first glance. There's no exchange of fire, no shelling. But what makes this place so different is that here, the Syrian army, the regime of Bashar al-Assad, is on neither side of the front line. A 20-year-old with a scruffy beard points to the enemy at a distance. Al-Qaeda brigades holed up in buildings just a few football fields away. This man is one of the 50,000 fighters of the YPG, the Kurdish militia in Syria. Like him, most joined the force in the past 2 years. They're not really fighting for or against the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Their enemy now is the Islamist groups that have attempted to take over this largely secular part of Syria. The tiny farm he's guarding was in the grip of Al-Qaeda militants until earlier this month. Abdul Karim Omar is a spokesperson for the People's Council of Western Kurdistan, a political coalition that backs the YPG.
YPG, its name, you know, it is the units of protecting people, protecting or defending people, not attacking. And all the battles that we took is in our lands. We didn't go to Deir ez-Zor or Raqqa or Aleppo and attacking them. Just we defend our people in our land.
While the Kurds have long been sidelined under the Assad regime, the recent offensive was celebrated by non-Kurdish Syrians, including Arab villagers, who've turned to the YPG for protection against the Islamists. Aluk is an Arab village of 100 or so mud houses surrounded by cotton fields. It's the last hamlet before Ras Al Ain, a city that had been for months at the center of the standoff between Kurds and radical Islamists. The Nusra Front and the Islamic State in Syria, two Al-Qaeda-linked groups, stormed Aluk in September and set up their base at the school. Hassan Munir Al-Shehab, a teacher, remembers the date. It was September 14, just a few days before school was scheduled to start. He says about 300 jihadists spread around the village at dawn. Hardly any of them spoke Arabic.
Such people from Malaysia, from Pakistan, from Afghanistan, has nothing to do in our country. They have nothing to do here, only damaging and destroying.
Hassan and his family fled. They later returned to a ransacked house. The village elder says he's grateful for the help of the Kurdish militia.
Kurds and Arabs were all together in the same trenches. Before this problem, we were already in good terms, but this strengthened our relations even more. The YPG fought to protect us and didn't want anything in return. I trust them more than my own son.
After the clashes, some Arab villagers even joined the YPG. Half a dozen men now man the checkpoint outside of Aluk, most of them Arabs with Kurdish weapons. The jihadists retreated, but they're by no means gone. Over the weekend, three car bombs rocked the Kurdish town of Kamishli. Al-Qaeda fighters also planted landmines and set up booby traps when they pulled out. Thirty-year-old Mahmoud was killed a week ago by one such device. His sister wails as they lower his body into the ground. The funeral turns into a political rally and a military parade. The day also marks a year since the assassination of Abed Khalil, a journalist and prominent Kurdish activist who was shot by an Islamist sniper. He was one of the first casualties of this war within a war. Dozens of freshly covered graves now surround his tomb. For The World, I'm Marine Olivezi, Ras Al Ain, Syria.
You can see Marine's pictures from the front lines in northern Syria. We've got a slideshow at PRI.org.